listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. There's a big question this morning that's yet to be answered. Who will replace Mark McGowan as WA Premier? The popular leader will leave office at the end of the week, announcing his shock resignation due to exhaustion. Curtin Uni Professor Julia Richardson says Mr. McGowan joins other leaders in quitting due to burnout, including Jacinda Ardern and Angela Merkel.
We now see that they're saying, you know, that they're finding the pressure too excessive. It's a big drain on their personal as well as their professional life.
Roger Cook is the first to confirm he'll run to become the next WA Premier. It's been revealed a video was shared to Snapchat hours before a fatal crash that claimed the lives of three teenagers and a woman. The footage shows the Toyota Corolla travelling along a narrow country road in Victoria's southwest when a young male asks, "What speed are we going?" A female replies 130 before he responds with "Sweet." Investigations are continuing. A man has spoken out after he was attacked by a crocodile while snorkeling off a far north Queensland island at the weekend, suffering face and hand injuries. The 51-year-old from the Gold Coast says his head was in its jaws at one point, but he was able to open its mouth just far enough to get out and eventually swim to safety. New South Wales pollies and top-paid public servants will have their wages frozen for 2 years to redirect money to frontline workers. The Cabinet signed off on the legislation overnight as part of a pre-election pledge from the state's Labor Party, expected to save $619 million. It'll impact public service senior execs earning more than $272,000 a year and politicians who have a base salary of over $172,000. The Prime Minister has reiterated the fundamentals of the voice to Parliament amid what he's called a fog of fiction. Anthony Albanese used a key speech in Adelaide overnight to encourage a yes vote in the upcoming referendum. He says this should be a moment of unity.
This isn't about politics. This is about people. People striving to make themselves heard across our great nation.
And scientists have detected a coded message from a spacecraft orbiting Mars. No, it's not an alien. It's part of an experiment to see if we can decipher the message to one day help identify extraterrestrial species in space. In AFL, Lions veteran Dane Zorko has been slapped with a one-match ban for making contact near the eyes of Crows defender Luke Pedler. While over at Richmond, Tom Lynch has given an update on his recovery from a broken foot, and it's not news Tigers fans want to hear. The key forward won't be back anytime soon.
I've got a fair bit to go through. Just got out of the moon boot, so I'll still be a fair while off.
In NRL, Canterbury hopes its Origin stars can back up against the Roosters on Sunday. That includes Matt Burton, who's been called into Blues camp as cover for Nathan Cleary as he battles a wisdom tooth issue. Dogs teammate Corey Waddell says it all happened pretty quickly.
I actually sit next to him in the locker and he was there, and then 1 minute he was gone. So the news came through that he was heading to Origin, so we all were pretty excited for him.
And Boston Celtics can make history when Game 7 of the Eastern Finals tips off this morning against Miami. No team in NBA history has ever come from 3-0 down to win a playoff series. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, morning smoke, then sunny for Brisbane, reaching a top of 23, blue skies on the Gold Coast and 22. Sunny for Sydney also, 21 the max, grey skies for Melbourne, a top of 18. Showers increasing for Hobart, a max of 17. Patchy showers for Adelaide, 2, chasing 18. A shower or two for Perth, a top of 24 degrees. The 7am News podcast is the big story. It's the news that defines the moment with a narrative. New episodes every weekday on the Listener app. Download now and listen for free.